Town Square Media Station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Vin Abneau, topping our report this hour. A recently retired Long Beach Township police officer is accused of stealing nearly $50,000 from the Ocean County PBA conference.
Prosecutors say while he was treasurer, Jason Hildebrandt unlawfully withdrew $47,000 from the conference bank account over a four-year span ending in December. The conference covers the 26 PBA locals in Ocean County. The 44-year-old Forked River resident is charged with theft by failure to make required disposition. In Trenton, I'm your InVote.
President Joe Biden is ready to offer a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition rather than roll out flashy policy proposals as he delivers his second State of the Union address Tuesday night. He'll also be trying to overcome pessimism in the country and concerns about his own leadership. His speech before a politically divided Congress comes as the nation struggles with economic uncertainty, a war in Ukraine, and growing tensions with China. It's Biden's first speech to Congress since Republicans took control of the House in the midterm elections. You might not realize it, but the earned income tax credit can be worth almost $7,000. Marcia Suarez of Legal Services of New Jersey says if you made less than $60,000 last year, you are eligible for the credit.
It is for low income to moderate income working folk. So definitely file, definitely claim it.
She adds the amount of the tax credit varies by income, family size, or filing status. You can get more information at NJ1015.com. Gas prices are holding their own in New Jersey, around $3.99 a gallon, according to AAA. Prices have been trending lower for a few days as demand drops, along with the price of oil. On that note, oil prices have started to rise again, and that increase could flow to our gas pumps over the next few days. Gas is still about a dime a gallon cheaper than last year. Hear the latest New Jersey news anytime, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Some clouds linger today, and that's making things chillier. What will tomorrow look like? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Bill Spadia.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Hope you're having a great day. I'm looking forward to the show on Wednesday. While you're waiting, go to the website, nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. Read about some of the crazy stuff going on in school boards around New Jersey. I'll be in 6 to 10 a.m. on New Jersey 101.5 and streaming on our free New Jersey 101.5 app.
RJ 101.5 fast traffic.
And the traffic anything but fast on 287 northbound. They're still working on a crash from earlier this morning. On the northbound side, the two right lanes remain closed by Route 27 at exit 2. Traffic jam packed all the way back down onto 440, so that puts it below the New Jersey Turnpike. There also will be some slowdowns transitioning from the New Jersey Turnpike into Route 287 in Edison. So far, so good, though, for the Garden State Parkway, the most of the New Jersey Turnpike. 195, 295 of the Atlantic City Expressway. Just keep in mind that on 295 southbound, that exit ramp for the Delcy Drive exit 25 is still closed for construction work. And we have roving construction work on the 42 on the northbound side between the Atlantic City Expressway and 295. Traffic every 15 minutes. Our next report at 1218 on New Jersey 101.5.
Traffic made possible by Pajamagram, a Valentine's gift that is more alluring than lingerie. Naturally nude pajamas by Pajamagram. They're sensuous and soft, and they look just as seductive as they feel. Order naturally nude pajamas today at pajamagram.com.
Happy Valentine's weekend. This Friday night, starting at 7, New Jersey 101.5 is celebrating Valentine's weekend with the greatest love songs of all time.
Let's get it on.
How deep is your love? Is your love?
We'll play all your special songs all weekend long.
Keep on loving you.
Love is in the air and on the air.
Love is in the air.
All weekend long.
I love.
Starting at 7 this Friday night on New Jersey 101.5.
You.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. Today is cloudier and cooler than yesterday by about 10 degrees. We're just a hair above normal for early February. Lower to mid-40s will do it this afternoon. I think the daytime hours will stay dry, but a few rain showers may creep in tonight. It'll stay mostly cloudy. Low temperatures dip into the mid-30s overnight. We're right back to pleasant weather tomorrow. Partly sunny, breezy and mild. Highs 50 to 55. And in the 50s on Thursday too, but with lots of clouds and some scattered rain showers during the day on Thursday. One more day in the 50s coming up on Friday. From the NJM Insurance Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Morristown 37, Avenel 37, Paulsboro also 37. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
And weather made possible by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. You got your buffalo wings and snacks, but don't forget amazing David Bradley chocolates for your football party. Chocolate football party trays, football smash boxes, chocolate football pops, and more. Stop by their store or online at dbchocolate.com.
New Jersey 101.5.